Hi, this is Mike Miller, and welcome to our first official podcast, episode number one of My Fermented Life. Again, this is a podcast about an entrepreneur, myself, chasing his dream of building a national food brand and the life of that goes with this, including the family and anything passionate about fermentation and food and beverages. So thanks for tuning back in. If this is your first time, then welcome. I hope you find this entertaining and maybe some educational, and whether it be what to do or what not to do, but just to experience what it's like in this chase of an entrepreneur dream and the challenge that is unique to the food business. So let's get started. So right now I'm just driving back from Austin. We've been on a 10-day road tour of demos and sampling out product at several of our grocery chains. We just recently got into our first kind of big grocery chain company called Central Market. It's one of the HEB companies. It's kind of their higher end grocery store, like a Whole Foods, but in my opinion is way better than a Whole Foods. No offense, Whole Foods, but they are a very impressive store. And make sure we're keeping up with our Total Wine and More tastings and demos. So it's been a crazy 2 weeks with our initial launch. Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, rinse and repeat, several times. So definitely a lot of lessons around that. I don't know if today is really the time to get into that. But I will tell you one advice that I've learned the painful way through this is, unless you're willing to do like me, the hard road hours, the many hours and all that, it's sometimes it's better to grow deliberate. And what I mean by that is, if you have the ability to very carefully choose how and where you grow so you can support it fully, it's probably the better option. One of my character strengths, but can be a flaw, is I'm not afraid to take on anything. Nothing intimidates me. I'll make anything work. And that kind of putting myself under the gun, that kind of stress and pressure, that's good for me. It's kind of like the diamond, right? That heat and pressure makes me a diamond. But not everybody can operate that way. And it definitely, it's not always the recommended way. But, I'm one to say, hey, yeah, we can do it, and then hang up the phone and go, oh, crap, now how the hell are we going to make this happen? But sometimes I've learned when you're like us, we're a very small company. We're very much kind of in this growth pattern, and we really don't have much of a staff and a team to support us. And a lot of what we do is self-distribution, even though this Central Market, we actually have a distributor, which does make life easier, but there's still a whole matter into that, right? It's with a distributor comes reduced margins. On the other hand, with self-distribution, yeah, your margins are a little better, but now you've got to go up and visit stores, and you got to merchandise, you got to deliver, you got to do demos. You have to maintain that. It's a relationship that you've got to focus on too. Let alone, new account development and the sales aspect. So, there's no really right answer. It just depends on how you want to grow. But I think the more that I've learned, if we can be more deliberate in how we grow and very determined as far as picking the right distribution partners, that's the better route. And it is a partnership. I think you got to look at everybody as partners. This is kind of borrowing something from, Whole Foods. you know, as far as everybody's a stakeholder, right? And that's so true. You know, your retailer, they're a partner, right? You guys are teaming up to sell this product. You know, the distributor, you know, they can make or break your business too, and so they're a partner. Your employees, they're very much a part of this team and part of this organization, because if you don't have a good team, it's going to make life hell. You know, you're going to have to make up that. And for a small business, you know, you just can't do it all, you know, and that's what I'm learning the hard way. So, you know, something to think about. You know, sometimes it's not always that cool to grow fast if you get in over your head and you can't support the stores, because then you start to disappoint your partners. And then if you get taken off the shelves, then, you know, that's what we all live with, right? It's getting on the shelf and then losing out, not getting that velocity. Because I'll tell you, man, it's great getting in those stores. I mean, it's kind of like, to me, it's like 5 minutes of like this euphoric, oh my God, we scored. You know, what a huge deal. I feel good about myself. But now I've kind of learned that it doesn't mean squat. You know, it's great. You know, you need to take 60 seconds out and appreciate that little win, because you need these micro wins. But at the end of the day, that's just part of the journey. What it's really about is velocity. Is my products moving off that shelf? Am I moving it? And that's what you need. You know, that's what your partners care about. You know, it's great, looks good on a shelf, but if it never moves, you know, that's not what they want. You know, everybody's there to make money. And if your product never moves, you'll make money once, but never again. So, you know, enjoy it. It's short-lived, because then the true work begins about, you know, getting that product to fly off the shelf. So let me kind of take a back step. I think last time we talked a little bit about just kind of, you know, where we came from and what this was going to be about. And so today I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the history of Madge's, where we've been. You know, and I think in every episode we'd like to kind of do something like that, a little bit of history and lessons learned, maybe what's going on currently with us, and, you know, some of the battles or victories that we're, you know, we're experiencing. You know, my goal here is transparency. You know, I think it's refreshing, but I think if we tend to edit and tell people what we think you want to hear, but not always the truth, you know, how do you learn? You know, some people say that, you know, we should always, you know, learn from those that are, you know, crushing it, as, you know, some people would say, but I think that's often one-sided. I think there's very much to be learned from not only what people do that are correct, but I also think there's a lot to be learned for those people that have, you know, big or small failures, or going through the struggle, right? I think there's things to be learned in every aspect. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, you don't want to talk to people that failed. I go, why not? That's how you learn. You know, you might not want to talk to, you know, someone who's been divorced about good marriage, you know, how to have a successful marriage. But I sure as hell bet they know how to tell you how not to screw up a marriage. Right? So I think everything's perspective. I truly believe there's something to be learned with everybody we meet and everybody we get involved with. I think it's these, you know, preconceived ideas that we have sometimes, that our own personal prejudices or biasness that, you know, we got to be careful of. I think, you know, we very much, you know, being in the food business, it's very much part of life, right? It's a basic necessity of everybody here on earth. And so, you know, we're very much into about nourishing that body, that mind, and because of that, the camaraderie and friendship, and that's part of the soul of us, right? So anyway, I'm kind of getting off topic, so But, you know, and then we like to talk about what's coming ahead and, you know, our future, and keep that dream alive and keep the goal that we're fighting for, and just kind of share that with you guys along this journey and you know, as you listen to this podcast and how we grow. So, you know, we founded Madge's October 2014. And we named it after, you know, my grandmother. I think last time I told you about the tomato jam. And, we wanted to pay homage to our grandmothers, right? I think it's very much reflective of this kind of look back to the old ways, because, you know, had food has become such a divisive thing now. You know, it's just crazy, you know, and I live in this world, and yet it still sometimes just breaks my heart to see, you know, these divisions, you know, about, oh, I can't eat that, it's gluten, and I can't eat that, it's got lectin, and I can't eat that because I'm vegan, and I can't, you know, eat that, and I get it, right? I mean, I'm not judging anybody. They can choose to eat the way they want, and I do think that's a personal choice. But, you know, there's just a lot of people do it because they say, well, it's health and this. I'm like, and allergies. It's like, when does food become our enemy? You know, and it's just really scary how the modern food system is, whether it's that or changed us. It's just, there's something going on, right? And everybody's got their own answer to what's going on. But it's something, if you look back, there was a time with food and the processing system, the manufacturing process was so much simpler. And we didn't have the same problems. So that kind of, you know, was to us this fundamental reason why we kind of wanted to pay homage to our grandmother and our, you know, our foremothers, was the sense of, it was a time when food was simpler and easier, and yet it was better for us. And that, bringing that to the modern day, you know, we wanted to put a twist on that. And that's kind of what we set out to do with Madge's, right? It's about making things that were, you know, what was old, bring new again, make it healthier, better, freaking delicious. Because I'm sorry, you know, food is more than just substance. You know, I'm a big believer in food. It's about friendship. It's about family. It's a big part of our life, right? You know, one of my favorite Bible verses is, you know, be thankful for what you eat, what you drink, and for your work, because those are the only things that are truly given to you by the hand of God. And so I think it, you know, not to get all spiritual here, but I think that's true. The essence of what we're all about is, you know, food, work, and drink. It's something, you know, spiritual there. And it's something just so special. So, you know, food is more than just, you know, calories, nutrition, and percentages. You know, it's more. And so we want to create food that heals the body. And we like to say now, you know, we're trying to change the world one billion microbes at a time. And I think that's kind of our mission, right? Why we chose this fermented food and this functional food category, or food beverage category. So that's kind of what Madge's was about. And, you know, we started it up with me working part-time out of the wheel field, right? I was home off with my days off. That's how we launched it. Until we had an opportunity, we really needed to decide, was this part-time thing? We're going to go all in. And kind of came one of those deciding factors in our life where I knew a layoff was coming and the oil field prices had dropped, and I needed to say, look, you're going to do it or not. So luckily, I guess I look at it luckily, is I did get laid off. We're like, well, the the answer. And so we set about building our first commercial kitchen that we had to have because we chose this category. And we've never looked back since. It has been, it was 14, it's now 2018, almost 4 years of chasing this food business. And it's been a blessing. It's been probably one of the hardest things I've ever done as far as a business. But at the same time, man, it's the greatest thing I've ever done too. And the fact that I'm doing it with my family is really cool. You know, my wife and I are the ones that really do most of this around here, but you know, we have our children, they help out. You know, sometimes as teenagers, they don't really get it. They mumble, they grumble. But I know one of these days, the lessons they have learned from this will help them in their lives tremendously, especially my daughter. She's just such a hustler. I'll be here about this time. So, anyway, I've kept this long enough, so the longer than I normally like to do. But looking ahead, you know, I told you a little bit what's going on, told you a little bit about our past. Now let's look to the future. Looking forward to getting back to San Antonio. We've got a lot of production to get caught up on. You know, we just got to continue to grow and figure out how to finance growth. Because that's what you need in this food business, man. You know, we chose a long time ago to bootstrap that. But I don't know how much longer we can bootstrap growth. And maybe that's something we'll talk about in a future episode. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in and listening. I know there's so many choices out there, so I appreciate your time. You know, remember to enjoy. Take care. Bye.